you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Dr. Keisha Yours is here to share over 30 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you can be. And now your host, Dr. Keisha Yours.
Welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Yours, your wellness coach and advisor for today. I'm bringing you radio that empowers you to heal yourself. Good afternoon, Eric.
Good afternoon, Keisha. How are you today?
I'm great. I actually have kind of it's that Wednesday day that we get to talk to authors that are inspirational writers, and it's always a fun day for me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Today's no exception, I'm assuming.
Today is no exception. Today we have Lori Beck on the show, who is the author of I Am Living to Tell, and the book is about, it's a memoir of her surviving what was called incurable cancer by the medical community, and she's actually here to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thank you. I'm excited to share.
So this book that you wrote is wonderful because I don't know if you know, I actually am an integrative medical provider, and I do Eastern medicine, I do Western medicine, and also a psychotherapist. And so the things that you touched on in this book are the things that I help my patients with beating cancer and preventing it from coming back and all of those things. So I am just so happy to have you on the show because you talk about all the things that I talk about in my office every day. So it's wonderful.
Well, and the great thing is that I actually lived it, and yes, and now I get to share it. So I'm on a mission.
Yes, and I hear that. So I'm really, really glad. And we can talk about that. So when you were diagnosed with cancer, you actually happened to be one of those medical mystery people that we never like to be that, do we? People that have a kind of cancer that people say, we don't have a lot of information about this, and we're not quite sure how it's going to go. And so talk about how that happened when you were first diagnosed and how you knew. I know you talked about being really extremely fatigued, which is one of the kind of the classic signs. So but tell us your story.
Well, at the young age of 42, I was told some pretty devastating news that made absolutely no sense. And it did start. It actually started with voices in the shower, which is kind of funny. I was doing my breast exam, like, you know, checking my girls, and something said, take your thumbs and dig them up into your armpits. I'm like, all right, who's talking to me?
Mm-hmm.
I never do that. And so I took my thumb, and I just kind of dug it up in there, and I felt a lump. I said, okay, let's check out the other side, and oh, good, got a lump on the other side. So I thought that was odd, but yet I thought maybe lumps were there, you know what I'm saying, nodules or
whatever. Right, because you have them on both sides.
Yeah, so
right.
They're even.
Right.
Second thing was, I had this persistent rash, and that's really that led me to the first doctor. I had this under my right, kind of on my rib cage, under my breast, and I kept looking at it, and it didn't make sense. So after about 2 weeks, I decided it's not going away. So I went to a PA, and she said, "Oh, that's some kind of dermatitis." La 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 la. Sent me home, gave me some lotions, put it on. But this rash, which I think or I believe was one of the key elements in the whole thing, it kept, you know, coming and going. And this persisted for about 4 to 5 months. And then I had this pressure under my left rib cage. And I talk about this in my book. I couldn't get the cork out of the wine bottle, so I kind of pressed it up underneath my left rib cage to pull it. I went, ow. And then the final, there were a couple of finals, but I had 3 lumps trailing down the back of my neck. So, yes, long and short, finally go to an internist. They take my blood work. But what happened when he said, your white cell count is 70,000 and this is not good and you need to go see an oncologist, that's when my ears all of a sudden perked up, and I didn't even know what an oncologist was. Mm-hmm. So when I did go to a cancer hospital, that's exactly what they said. They said, this is rare. We don't see this often, and we can't even give you a cure rate.
Right.
And there the journey begins.
And, you know, I think the interesting part of where you went with this is, as you know, and whenever we're dealing with something like cancer, it's not just the person that's been diagnosed, it's now the entire system in which you operate in. So you had a community where you had a Pilates studio and students, and then you also had a family. And you bring that into your story, which I think is really helpful, because I think that when people have a journey like this to take, it's very, very important to understand that everyone around them is affected. And how was your family affected by this?
Oh, there were so many layers and so many dimensions. But, you know, first of all, I think everybody's walking around in, you know, a state of shock. Mm-hmm. But the irony of all of this was that at the same time, my mother-in-law was diagnosed with lung cancer, and she was going through treatment. And so this was the first time that ever came into our world. And so we had that going on, but it was very confusing to everybody, because here I am, you know, I have a wellness studio. I take care of people. I don't get sick. And the key thing for me was that everybody stepped up to the plate and was so supportive, being the community, my kids, my mom, my dad. Everybody surrounded me with love and support, and they all, no matter what, they allowed me to do what I needed to do.
You know, I actually was diagnosed with breast cancer last year, and it was the same kind of thing where it was like, oh my goodness, I do this for a living, you know.
Wow.
And I knew instantly why I had that cancer. The very second I, you know, found the lump, went in, had it biopsied, I just knew instantly what it was from. And so told my oncologist, all right, give me a month. I just need 1 month, and then I'll come in and turn myself over, and we'll do the path. But I think I know what I need to do here. And I had to do a lot of really deep emotional work that involved forgiveness. And I did it along with Reiki. My husband gave me Reiki every morning, and I gave myself Reiki. And in a month, it was gone, completely 100% gone. And that's a very unusual story, but it does tell the fact that when you, at the back of your book, you talk about all the modalities that you used, and we'll come to that later in the show because they're all very important parts of your journey and your journey about how you got there. But one of them was the internal piece, and you talked about the need to let go of resentment and bitterness and forgive. And, you know, that's why you're on the show right now, is because I believe that is such a powerful part of why we get cancer in the first place, and then how to get rid of it. And so you tell your story with the interactions between your family members and your history, and it's a lovely journey, and I appreciate you sharing it. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get into the details, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're listening to Keisha Ewers. This is Healthy You Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more with Lori Beck, the author of I Am Living to Tell, Her Journey Through Cancer.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Dr. Keisha Ewers has over 30 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Dr. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Dr. Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Dr. Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's anti-inflammatory lifestyle article for free. Most insurance plans accepted.
Are you fighting with stubborn weight that won't come off? As you've probably learned by now, fad diets don't work in the long run. At Fern Life Center, their highly experienced and educated medical providers can develop a program that'll help you lose those pounds of pain. They start with genetic hormone, adrenal, and allergy testing first. After you've gone over the results, you'll then choose the option that best suits your needs and begin working with their nutritionists and or ideal protein weight loss coaches. Your plan will be augmented with treatments such as massage, colon hydrotherapy, counseling and hypnotherapy, detoxification with their far infrared sauna, and exercise on the 4-minute range of motion machine will tone and detoxify you as you lose your weight. They'll track your body fat composition, lab results, weights, and measurements so you can see your success as those pounds melt off. Call 425-391-3376 today to make an appointment with Keisha and take charge of your health today.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment.
We know that Reiki can change your life, but here's what others have to say about Fern Life Center's Reiki program.
Learning Reiki from someone as loving and skilled as Keisha has transformed my life. I started with levels 1 and 2, and I've gone all the way to Reiki Master. It has healed so many parts of my own life, and now I can help others with this amazing gift of energy work. You can even start your own Reiki business after taking the first level. It has generated new income in my life I never expected, and plus Keisha helped me develop my psychic abilities, and now I feel like I have a handle on my own destiny. If you really want to serve others, take Reiki and be healed as you learn to heal.
Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information. That's fernlifecenter.com.
It has been said from ancient to modern times that the seat of health begins in the colon. Fern Life Center's colon hydrotherapy is a safe, clean, odor-free method of cleaning up your digestion without the use of drugs or chemicals. Toxicity of the colon can cause severe disease, ranging from simple allergies to major medical problems, including cancer, altered immunity, and even mental health issues that range from brain fog to bipolar disorder. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com today to schedule your colon hydrotherapy appointment and start your journey to clean health today. If you book now, you will receive our signature chakra balancing treatment to go with your colon hydrotherapy session free. This is a $35 value, absolutely free if you book today. Go to www.fernlifecenter.com for more information about our unique colon hydrotherapy program.
For the people, by the people. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and you're joining us today for a conversation with Lori Beck, who is the author of her memoir, I Am Living to Tell. Welcome back to the show, Lori.
Thank you.
So for our listeners that are just joining us, you were diagnosed with a form of cancer that you call yourself a one percenter. What does that mean?
Well, Dana-Farber, which is where I went, Cancer Institute up in Boston, you know, when my cancer kind of went into spontaneous remission, they basically said that this is a 1% chance. They've never seen this happen, especially without doing some form of chemo.
Mm-hmm. And so when you went into that remission, what did they say? Now we just watch and wait?
Well, it took 3 years. Mm-hmm. So this was a 3-year journey of, I went with this doctor that said watchful waiting. I had 2 other doctors tell me immediate chemo. And so really the journey began when I chose to go with the watchful waiting. But that meant, go to the doctor every 3 months, have your blood work, have your CT scan, la, 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 la. And we monitor. At one point, my spleen was so enlarged that I'll never forget. I used to get my hard copies. I'd go to the, have all my work done, and I'd say, okay, can I have my hard copy to take home with me? And I would read what the doctors would write about me. And one of the things that they said was, well, on the next visit, if Miss Beck's spleen doesn't, get better or whatever, we're going to start with taking that out. And so I used to do all this visualization and all this work with based on reading my documentation. So what would happen is then I got to 6 months, and then I got to the 1 year. And what with this type or this form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, you never really get completely released. So you have to go every year, get your blood work, and stay on top of it. But you can kind of, it can go into, mine is in the closet, and I've, bolted the door, and because it can wax or wane. And so now that means I have to be on target all the time, paying attention to how I live my life.
Which, do you look at that as a blessing?
Total.
Yeah. It's interesting because I always say that after you come out on the other side, you realize it's the biggest gift that you've gotten because it's changed your life more than anything in terms of getting you in touch with you. And I think that right there is pretty amazing. You said something off air when we were on break that I would love for you to repeat. And it was about the 3 things that you've learned from this process. Okay. I don't mean to quiz you about your... Really, Keisha, what did I say?
Wait a minute. Was that how I... What was this regarding?
We were talking in reference to... because I said, you said what I've learned from this is what I have to put in, what I have to take away. Do you remember that?
Yes, so, but it's funny. When I'll go back to what you just said as far as the blessing, I get to live every day, which is so ironic. I live in peace. I never lived in peace before I got cancer. Mm-hmm. And I hate even saying that word. I always felt heavy. I always felt not good enough. I always felt like I wasn't worthy. And it's almost like there's this cosmic shift, and I get to live where I just don't sweat the small stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's crazy because, yes, I can sit there and go, oh, is it going to come back? Is it going to come back? And that does come into my mind. And it'll come in for a second, and then I'll shoot it away. But that is one of the blessings that I got out of all of this.
And I think the part about is it going to come back also makes you be more conscious of every moment, where not even conscious of every moment, but more conscious in every moment. It might come back someday. Anyone that's had cancer always has that risk. But, I know that for me, it makes me try to be more conscious in every moment of that moment and only that moment. And like you, I used to have a lot of the... what was in the past would come up and poison the present, and then that would then contaminate the future sometimes, in my head. And so when you go through this journey of taking out what doesn't belong and putting in what does, then you really realize, oh, I need to take out that pattern of letting the past contaminate the present and the future and just be in this moment, in that peace, as you were saying. And I think that's really... a remarkable gift.
Yes, but there's also, I need to let everybody know, this is a, it's a process. It's I did a lot of work, and I'll never forget, somebody said, well, you didn't, you know, you didn't really suffer that much because you didn't do chemo. And I said, no, I didn't suffer, but I lived every day wondering if that was not the right decision, or do I have another day, or is this the right thing that I'm doing? And so I had to, I took it upon myself to really learn all the things that were going to help support my immune system, you know, being mind, body, spirit. And, you know, it wasn't just I got up every day and, you know, it was like homework. I was really working hard to figure out all the things that were going to help me get through the day.
And I want to really be clear that some cancer, I'm not advocating, and I never have through my process, that you don't do chemo or radiation or surgery.
Neither am I.
Yeah, and I know that about in your story, too. And mm-hmm. I want to make sure our listeners really hear that, that every episode or event is its own individual episode and event in the context of each individual life, and this is not to be a recipe for everyone to follow. I think the recipe part is the part of the broad strokes that I was trying to pull in, and that is that there's a reason why we got here, and then there's a reason why we got better. And, you know, those things, I believe, are common denominators in the arc of cancer, and that is that there's inner work that has to get done in everybody that has cancer. I think it's that way with every human being, period. But I think cancer actually brings it right up into your face, so it's looking at you and staring at you and makes you do your work. So I'm definitely not saying don't do chemo, and I have really resisted. I haven't talked a lot about my own journey, Lori, except for I'm talking about it more right now than I have since last July, because I'm talking to you. Because of that very thing, I don't want to be put into the Cancer Survivors Club, because I honestly, for myself, have said I didn't go through chemo and radiation and surgery, and I haven't walked that path that so many people have, and I'm so inspired by them, and I help them in this office all the time, and it's a lot of suffering. And so I want to make sure I acknowledge those folks, because it is a different journey than I took by far, and there was more suffering, you know, with the people that I work with in here that have had to do that. It's an added layer that you have to deal with.
Well, so. And I'm very clear about that as well in my book.
Yes, you
that,
are.
I fly up to Boston, which is Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And I'll never forget, I mean, I was a day away from having a port put in me, and if that was the route that my doctor was going to tell me to go, because this was going to help me, and yes, my situation was extremely unusual, but I chose to take 3 more months and wait.
Yeah.
That was my choice.
Which is what I did, too. Give me this amount of time. Let me see what I can do with it. And, you know, that's the part of really getting in touch with self, you know. Is let me take this time and see what I can do. So in your book, you talk about, and we talked about this off-air, too, about that chronic fight-or-flight space, you know, when you were talking about waking up heavy every day and now you live in peace. What's wrong with stress? What's wrong with that chronic fight or flight? How does that contribute to illness?
Well, I didn't just have stress, which was, all right, we all have stress. I mean, I was a mother. I was raising 3 adolescent sons. You know, my main focus was taking care of them and making sure they were okay. I also, on top of that, I had anxiety, and it's something I never even realized it. You know, I would be told that I had it or that it was, you know, in the family, and So you take anxiety and you take stress, and your body is never in that nice, what is it, homeostasis or calm place.
Like right.
It never, it was always going, 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 and I didn't, my only reprieve would be, you know, I would power walk, or I would, you know, do some form of exercise, and thank goodness that helped. But I never allowed my body to just kind of be in that peaceful state. And if we don't allow that, and you can't shut off the mind, then everything's just always overworking is really what happens.
So what are the tools that you learned through your journey with cancer to learn how to undo that?
Well, it's funny not. I'll never forget when I got my diagnosis and my mom begged me to fly up to Boston. I live in Florida, and I said, you know, that's so far, la, 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 la. And she said, and I'm going to take you to my Reiki master. And she drops me off. This is the day before I'm going to the hospital. And I said, what is a Reiki master? This is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So I go and I lie on this table, and this, you know, there's this energy work going on. I don't even really know what it is. And when we were done, I think it was like an hour session, I got up, and what was crazy, as you know, she never touched me, and I felt so peaceful after that session. It was the greatest thing, and I thought, okay, that was really cool. I like that. And so the other thing that my mom used to tell me, she's like, Lori, you need to meditate. I'm like, no, I exercise. I don't need to meditate. I don't want to meditate. So,
because that would be holding still.
I have to be quiet. That's impossible for me. Be quiet, lie on a table, nobody touches me. I mean, these were things that, so the three key things that I have to credit my mom for was she took me to her Reiki master, I started meditation, and I had my first experience with acupuncture. Those three things were life-changing for me.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, of course, I'm married to a meditation master, and he is now a Reiki master also, so that was part of my treatment, too. And I teach Reiki classes, and it is such a powerful modality for moving your own energy, because what are we? What is the whole universe made of?
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's just energy.
Einstein has a quote for it. I mean, it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Thought is energy. And
yeah.
Once we put those two things together, and that was the other thing. I never got that. It was like, okay, thought, yes. What we think is what happens. And so once we start learning how to put those two things together and start shifting our thinking, I have a great story. It's in my book. But we were in the hospital, and I had to go get a CT scan, and I had to go in the basement of the hospital. Well, first of all, I hate elevators. And don't put me anywhere where there's no windows. So, lucky me, I had to go in an elevator into the basement, and there's no windows. So, I start to panic. Like, my body, I can feel it. It's starting to sweat, and we're walking down this hallway, and all of a sudden, I'm reading all these signs that are just horrific. You know, it's like you're in death row. And my mom could feel me tensing up. She goes, what is wrong with you? And I said, these signs, they say terrible things. She looked at me, she goes, well, just stop reading them. And I, because, you know, you had to look up, they were up on the, and I looked at her and I said, you're right.
Exactly. I have a very funny story that my daughter would kill me if she knew I was going to say it on air. Luckily she's not listening right now, but she was younger, and she was eating. And she said, Mom, I think I need surgery on my mouth.
my mouth doesn't open up wide enough. And I looked at her and I said, well, honey, you could take smaller bites. And she goes, oh, yeah.
I know. Isn't it amazing, just like that simple?
Right.
And once you get it, it's like that aha moment where you, oh, okay, mm-hmm. I got it.
Right. So, yeah, you're right. Okay. I didn't think about it that way.
That's great.
We still tease her. She's 19. And every once in a while I'll say, or you could take smaller bites. And she'll say, oh, yeah, it's another one of those moments, isn't it?
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about how these different modalities that you found actually helped you along your way. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. We'll return in a moment with Laurie Beck.
Are you tired of all the conflicting information on medicine and health out there? Have you figured out there is no one-size-fits-all way of eating, exercising, and living? Join the woman who has spent her life practicing and studying medicine around the world. Keisha's Western and Eastern medical training are integrated in a transformative show that teaches and inspires you to be the best you can be. Join Keisha Ewers, ARNP, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on Healthy You, radio that empowers you to heal you.
If you're suffering with sinus congestion, fatigue, itchy eyes, eczema, acne, or any of the host of symptoms of allergies like hay fever, food allergies, even allergies to animals, you need NAET. NAET is a protocol that actually eliminates your allergies forever. Throw away the antihistamines, stop yearly allergy shots, and enjoy having your family pet in the house. To begin your journey to an allergy-free life, call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or visit fernlifecenter.com. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance plans. Call now and start to enjoy the outdoors. Mention this ad and receive your program guidebook free. This is a $20 value. Call or visit Fern Life Center and make your appointment today. 425-391-3376.
Reiki is an ancient and powerful healing practice performed worldwide to treat pain, injuries, stress, and to promote deep relaxation. You can learn how to use Reiki for yourself in the Reiki 1 and 2 certification program at Fern Life Center in Issaquah. Learn the art of feeling, diagnosing, and treating with hands-on healing in Reiki 1. Incorporate distance healing in the Reiki 2 program. Become a certified Reiki master and teach your own classes with this life-changing educational program from Fern Life Center. Call today to start classes. 425-391-FERN. That's 425-391-3376. Or go online to fernlifecenter.com for more information about our products and services. Don't let the opportunity to learn a wonderful healing practice pass you by. Sign up for the Reiki 1 and 2 certification programs at Fern Life Center. 425-391-3376. Mention this ad and get your textbook free.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy Radio. This is Keisha Ewers. Joining us today for radio that empowers you to heal yourself. And my guest today is Laurie Beck, the author of I Am Living to Tell. It's her story through her own journey with incurable cancer. Welcome back to the show, Laurie.
Thank you.
So up until now, we've talked a little bit about how you got your diagnosis and the path that you took and what you credited your mom for helping you with, which was the acupuncture, the Reiki, and the meditation. And I'm curious now how you fit those into your life and the role that they play. Because before, you were already doing Pilates, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you continue to meditate?
Yes. Yes. Well, it's funny because the Pilates I started for totally different reasons. At 16, I was in a car accident and injured my back and then suffered for all of my life. And I walked into a Pilates studio at the age of 30, and after I did my session, I fell in love. Mm-hmm. And so I took Pilates for 10 years to keep my core strong, and then I was so passionate about it that I actually opened up my own studio. And so I'm very fortunate that I get to share all of those gifts with my clients. And then I ran, and really my expertise was I was a equestrian rider and trained horses. So I never meditated. I never did acupuncture. I didn't have time for any of that.
Right.
But when I got sick and I called my mom and told her the news, she said, okay, you need to go get acupuncture and a massage. And I said, Mom, I've been diagnosed with cancer. She said, I know. You need to get stress out of your body. So Mom, who's written 10 books on stress and has spoken all over the world for 25 years, I decided maybe she might know something. I think maybe I'll listen. I'm flying up to see her, and then 2 weeks later, after I have my doctor's appointment, I'm coming home, and I've got an acupuncture appointment set up. Again, never did acupuncture. So I go in, I tell the guy my diagnosis, and he looks at me, and he says, so why are you here? He said, aren't you doing chemo? And I said, well, I'm going with my protocol. We're going with watchful waiting. I go back in 3 months, and this is what I heard would be something that would be, help take stress out of my body. So he gets me on the table. He says, okay, where is it? What do you have? La, la, la. He talks to me for an hour. And so then he starts putting all the needles in me. I'm not kidding. I think there were 50 needles in me. Mm-hmm. I might be over-exaggerating a little. So I'm lying there on the table. And he says, okay, I'll be back in 25 minutes. And he says, don't move, because if you do, it'll sting you. He shuts the lights out, closes the door. Okay, you're pinned to the table. You're not moving.
Right.
And I said, I get it. My mom is finally getting back at me. This was her way of getting back at me. So long and short, they come in, they take the needles out. And really what was the biggest, I think, thing that I did that I so believed in was there was a bag of herbs waiting for me. But these are not just herbs. I mean, this is Chinese medicine. These are doctors. They have seven to 9 years of, going to school. And he created a formula to support my liver because liver, spills over to the spleen, la, 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 la. And this formula was the nastiest tasting. I had to drink 30 ounces, and I did that consistently for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing like Ayurvedic and Chinese herbs. I'm an Ayurvedic practitioner, and I've studied Chinese medicine, too, and there's nothing like those, too.
It was amazing, and I could feel, well, first of all, there was so much oozing out of my body, it made sense. I mean, I was getting these rashes, and what it was doing was it was working from the inside out and pulling everything out of my body. Mm-hmm. So fell in love with the Chinese medicine and going in and being consistent and every week doing my acupuncture, drinking my herbs, and then also found an amazing Reiki master that worked on me, and I believed in that so much that I became trained as a practitioner as well. And then I did the Qigong, and I just did things that made sense to me. Everybody has their own protocol.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But those things resonated with me.
So with the Qigong, what was the benefit of that for you?
Again, the research study, all the stuff that's out there, first of all, the Qigong boosts your T cells in your body by 20%. And what this does is it's moving energy, and it's just a way of, you know, just gently moving any kind of blockage or, you know, I don't know all the, I'm not an expert, but I knew that I had a certain regime that I did, and I did it along with breath work, and it was working for me. It made me feel good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it boosts prana or chi, which is your life energy, your life force. So
yes.
It's really important to have some kind of practice that you can do. And if you're doing chemo, I tell people to do things like this.
Yeah.
Because what is chemo doing? It's killing your life force. While it's killing the cancer cells, it's killing your other cells.
Yeah. It's killing all the cells.
Right. And so it's important that these kinds of modalities are woven into, I think, anyone's protocol, so to speak, when they're recovering or when they're in the middle of chemo and radiation. Because we zap a lot of healthy tissue when we're going after the bad stuff.
Correct.
Yeah.
And the same for Pilates, in the sense that I've worked with many clients that have been going through radiation. As a matter of fact, I have this amazing woman. She's 78 years old. She started Pilates with me at 70. She just went through, I don't know how many rounds of radiation, but the whole time she was doing Pilates, which was amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. You've got to have that strong body to withstand all of this.
Yeah.
So, you know, you talked about when you went to see this Reiki master that your mom had set you up with. It reminded me of when I was a marathon runner and I was thinking, oh, there's a lot of research with yoga with this. And so, and this was years and years ago, I'd been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. And I told my running partners, I'm going to go to a yoga class. And they said, really? And I said, yeah. And I said, I've never hung out with people that chant before. I'm a little scared. And that was how conservative, you know, and westernized, I suppose, I was. And it was the fear of the unknown. I didn't know what I was going to meet when I went into a class. And I'd been running for years, and I just thought that's all I needed. And in fact, you know, everyone that's done yoga or Pilates knows that you're tying your breath to your body, and you're learning how to strengthen yourself, and it gets rid of stress. And so it was an interesting reaction that I had, and I think it's a fairly human one. And you mirrored it when you said, you know, here I was going into this person's office and I didn't even know what they did. You know, the fear of the unknown, I think, is huge when you're diagnosed with something that doesn't have a cure.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have when you were going through your process of the fear of the unknown, how did you sort that out for yourself?
I had to give it up, and I had to give it up to a higher power. And if I was to say anything, getting sick actually strengthened my faith and brought me back to the place where I had kind of left for a while. And I became very thankful and started, I became more in tune with that I'm not in control, and that no matter what, I mean, we're partly, and I don't want to say, you know, we have to get up, we have to brush our teeth, we have to make, you know, our daily events, but in the end, once you realize that you're not completely in control, and I really loved, you know, the serenity prayer and just knowing that, just allowing and accepting and being, and whatever is going to happen is going to happen.
Right.
And so my strength became, or my faith and my belief is so powerful, and no matter, I knew whatever was going to happen, it was going to be a good outcome.
That's basically what I was going to say when you said I had to give it up. I was going to say give what up, but then you eventually said it control. And I think
that's one of the things that cancer teaches us, or any illness, is that we never did have control, never will have control. It was all an illusion in the first place. So
it really is.
And we get to see what an illusion it is as we, you know, have to kind of fight against it until we finally surrender. And that process of surrender is, I believe, you know, moving into the flow of life, not trying to fight
it anymore. Well, the more I learned that I tried to control something, the less I had.
Right.
And it's kind of like flying the airplane. I used to be just a nutbag. I would sweat. I was like, I thought I was going to have a panic attack. The door would close. I was out of my mind. And once I said, you know what? It doesn't matter. You know, just let it be. And I would do my breath work. And now I'm fine. I get on a plane. I don't care. It doesn't matter anymore.
Good. Good. Yeah, because everyone has their expertise. You can't fly the plane, and that person probably can't teach Pilates, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we all have our gifts. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We're talking to Laurie Beck, the author of I'm Living to Tell. We'll return in a moment with more.
Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic Full Body Detox Program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma Detox Program and continued to meet with Keisha to focus on our individual growth and healing. I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today. For more information and to book an appointment, visit fernlifecenter.com. That's fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free, not valid with other offers.
Meditation heals and vitalizes both mind and body. Learn this wonderful art with world-renowned meditation instructor Ajayan Boris in the Effortless Mind Meditation Classes. The Effortless Mind Meditation Classes offer a direct experience of exceptionally deep meditation, accessible to anyone. Call the Fern Life Center today, 425-391-FERN. The Effortless Mind. So easy, anyone can do it.
Ajayan's next Effortless Mind Meditation class will be held July 20th in Issaquah. For more information, visit ajayan.com. That's ajayan.com.
Food is medicine. A change to a diet that is suited to your body type, genes, and unique body needs can help with all health issues. Food as medicine can cure up to 75% of health issues and at least make a difference in 100% of health issues. Our nutritionist will spend at least an hour working with you to integrate healthy food choices into your unique life and work schedule. Erin is compassionate and listens to your food concerns, giving you recipes and meal plans that will fit into your life. Call 425-391-3376 today to make an appointment with Erin and take charge of your health.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Yours. You're listening to radio that empowers you to heal yourself. And today you're joining us for an empowering show with Laurie Beck, the author of I Am Living to Tell. Welcome back to the show, Laurie.
Thank you.
So for people that are just tuning in, we've been talking about your journey with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and coming out on the other side of that without chemo and without radiation or surgery, and using some alternative healthcare modalities like acupuncture and Chinese herbs and Reiki and Qigong and meditation. And I'd like, you know, in the last bit of our show, what's the primary thing that you would like our listeners to know about your story?
Well, first of all, I want people to realize that I wrote my story because I had a couple of doctors say, you know, we don't hear things like this. And so, Lori, if you can think about writing your story, that would be great. And I'm not an author, or, I mean, I wasn't.
You are now.
I am now. I didn't really have a desire to write a book, but once I got into it, but my story also is about, I actually wrote another little book. It's called 8 Little Lessons of Hope and Healing. And it's each chapter is kind of a lesson that I learned along the way. And it's about everybody has challenges in their life. I'm not the only one. This is, you know, there's way bigger challenges than mine out there. But it's what I did with my challenge and how I looked at it, because we all look at things so differently. And then I had so many interesting family dynamics. I mean, I had the Italian grandmother, and I had my sons that challenged me to the max, and thank God they're all, you know, healthy and grown up. And then I had the ex-husband that, you know, he kind of had to go to federal camp, and I had to figure it out. And I mean, there's just so many dynamics to to the whole story that, you know, we have things that occur in our lives, and what do we do with them?
And I think that's huge, because everybody does have stress, and it really is how you are with your stress that makes all of the difference, because that's one of the questions on my intake paperwork. When people come to see me, it's kind of a trick question. I ask what they have to give up in their lives to have the health that they want. And the trick, of course, is they don't have to give up anything. They have to, you know, alter the way maybe they are with that. And a lot of people will write down my spouse or my job or whatever it is. And maybe that's true if you're in a domestic violence situation, but a lot of times that isn't the case. And once they learn how to kind of stay relaxed in the knees and keep the eye on the ball, and, you know, then they understand that sometimes you strike out and sometimes you hit a home run, and not being attached to outcome is a big part of this. And learning, you know, how to surrender and how to be peaceful and how to forgive and not hold on to resentment. Actually, all those things like jobs and relationships improve. Did you find an uptick in yours?
I found that I became, I guess, happier, and I didn't realize, I didn't think I was unhappy, but I felt, again, I'm going to use this word, more peaceful in everything that I did.
Mm-hmm.
So it, you know, we all have stress. Everybody has stress, but like you said, it's what you know, for some people, yoga, but I laugh because it's really the mind.
Right.
And so you can go do yoga for an hour, but if your mind is all over the place and it's thinking about this or it's thinking about that, or then don't bother.
It's the same as meditation.
You're not doing yoga.
Yeah. If you don't integrate what you learn from your cushion into your upright life, you're not doing any good.
Yeah. And realizing that every thought, like we started from the beginning, is so powerful. And the minute I feel like I'm going to a dark place, I have learned to shift it to light.
Good.
And love. If I'm in fear, I go to love. And that's hard to do, but once you shift that, the paradigm, everything, it all becomes, it makes sense.
Well, that is a good place to end, and thank you so much for joining us. How do people find your book?
Well, they can get it on Amazon, and it's Lori, which is Laurie Beck, Beck. I am Living to Tell, and also on my website, which is the same, LoriBeck.com.
All right. Thanks, Lori, for joining us, and I'm looking forward to hearing more from you as you continue your journey on. Remember, everybody, to live, love, laugh, learn, and listen to the Healthy You Radio Network, and have a fantastic day.